Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
When did you get yourself out of bed real early in the morning or wait in line for a super long time to get something? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us all about it. Steve Miggs,
yes.
We have someone on hold and theirs involves snow.
Like cocaine?
No. Oh. Like the weather.
Okay.
We'll get to their story in just a second.
Some people get up early, you know, to start their parties.
And stay up late.
That's true.
Jake's on 405. Jake, when did you wake up early or wait in line for a long time to get something?
Well, I get up every day at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm in the Carpenters Union and I'm out looking for work. But the clincher is like, you got to go and solicit your own work or sit on a waiting list. And, so I just get up and go out and look for work. I'm on a DOC ankle monitor. So I have to put a schedule in every Wednesday for the next week, Sunday through Saturday. So it's kind of just a good way to get out of the house too. So I don't just have to sit around and wait for them to call me. But, trying to hustle up work. If anybody in the union's listening, UVC number 902-21359, man, hire me.
Nice.
That's our boy, Jake.
Hey, Jake, on all the jobs that you've done, because it does seem like every day is a new adventure, what's been one of the stranger jobs you've been on?
I'm an apprentice, so I just got in July, and the job that I was working on was doing just a culvert replacement. We did a bridge and a bunch of barrier walls and stuff like that. I've done construction for 15 years, so I mean, the craziest ones are like, we had this house that was, this, you know, unfortunately their kid had autism, and he would defecate and urinate all over himself, and so the house kind of just reeked like a porta potty, and had to do a remodel in their bathroom, so that was probably the weirdest or worst one.
Yeah, man. Well, it sounds like you're turning your life around, man, so good on you for that, and hopefully you get a call from somebody getting a gig today.
Thanks, Jake. Matthew from Woodinville, our question, when did you wake up early or wait in line for a long time to get something?
Good morning, everybody.
Morning. What's up?
I used to get up before the crack of dawn to make sure I got first chair up at the ski hill.
Yeah, I used to do that from time to time. The older I get, though, Matthew, I'm not doing that anymore.
No, I don't even ski anymore, so unfortunately.
There's something about first chair and first tracks, though.
Oh, yeah.
First chair, first tracks, fresh snow, everything about it. Yeah. And I mean, you get up 4:35 o'clock. I get up there about the same time as the employees.
Holy cow. And what's your home mountain of choice?
Well, I grew up in Alaska, so that was it. But down here, I did Stevens Pass for 10 years, obviously.
Do I remember in college, like we weren't big snowboarders, but we would do it from time to time. And it was always our favorite thing to do was during finals week. We were not the most educated individuals at our school. We weren't like, you know, academic heroes, but we would go snowboarding that week because it was empty. And it was always so awesome. It was pretty much like the slopes were all of ours because all the college kids are too busy worrying about their academics and their grades. And then you got these three idiots that are out there in the snow getting stoned, having the best time of their lives.
It's a good strategy.
Yeah, Amy. Pull off getting good grades, kids, and just go snowboarding.
Amy's on Highway 16 this morning. When did you wake up early or wait in a long line for a long time to get yourself something?
Oh, man, yeah. So it was Black Friday, the year that PlayStation 5 came out, right? Everybody wanted one. So did my kid. I think he was like 16 or 17 at the time. And we did our due diligence, right? We stood outside. It was at the Bonnie Lake Fred Meyer at about 2 or 2:30 in the morning. First one's there. Freezing cold that year. So a couple days before, I had asked the department manager in the electronics section, hey, you know, how many are you guys going to get? They were uncertain, but they were pretty confident they were going to get like 3 or 4. So I thought my odds were good. And so we V-lined for the electronics department right when they opened the door. And sure enough, they had a disgruntled employee who sold them all to his buddies or his friends. And then he quit, right?
Oh.
So I was like, oh, man, sheer disappointment on my son's face. It was horrible. So that weekend or Monday morning, I emailed the store manager and just said, hey, you know, this is not okay. You know, I did my due diligence. And you can check my reward points. I'm in here all the time. Check your cameras. I was out there at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And then sure enough, about 2 weeks before Christmas, he called me up and told me that he had one sitting on his desk for me.
Oh.
And with all respect, you went full Karen mode, but it worked out for you.
Yeah, no, for real. I mean, I did it polite, but definitely direct.
No, I love it.
Yeah, when you're polite, Karen.
No, honestly, if I saw in the news like a group of angry moms beat up a disgruntled employee because he was selling the games to everyone, I'd be like, well, that's messed up, but I kind of understand where they're coming from.
Totally.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.